And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's wild and wonderful. What's going to happen? We have no idea. Let's sit back and enjoy the ride. Can I get a Wowzer Bowser Wednesday? Because God is in charge of this crazy bus called The Christian Journey. First, I reserve Wednesdays for visiting some of the classic sermons that I've had the opportunity to preach, teach, listen to, connect with, share, and minister from. The reason is straightforward. Many of these truths are timeless. And even though we might hear them once a year or even once every 2 or 3 years, these truths need to be at the forefront of our thinking. Today's message is entitled Wise Child. And it's no exception. We don't typically view a child as wise, but Jesus did. When Jesus suggests that we need to be like a child, what characteristics was he highlighting? Is he pointing to the immaturity of the child? No. And the reason is clear. Many adults are just as immature as many children. He's referring to two primary characteristics that a child possesses that we need to embody with our Father because we are his children. We need to exhibit humility, recognizing that we are not in charge, even if we're the eldest one in the room. And we complicate things further unless we trust in the Lord and humble ourselves. All of our profound understanding of who God is and what he does for us, his kindness, his mercy, his grace, and every other element of compassion towards us cannot be grasped. We can only understand these things if God grants us the understanding. If he doesn't reveal it to us, we will never comprehend it.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations. My life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Now remember, it's not professional radio. I think that Jacob and I showed you that in the very first 10 seconds of the show. So I'm just going to go with it. That was
pretty awesome. We got it out of the way.
We just do our best, pray that it's blessed, and let Jesus take care of the rest. That's all you can do. But here's the dealio. You can reach out to us, and we want to know what you think. And so there's different opportunities. You might have a prayer request, and you've got something that we just spent a little bit praying for people. We spent some time praising the Lord for answers to prayer requests. You may have that going on. Hey, we want you to reach out. You might have a praise report. The Lord has done something, and you know he's done it. And maybe you're not good at writing things down, like most of us aren't. And you just need to give a shout out to the Lord for the cool things he's done for you. Hey, there's a couple of ways you can reach us to do that. You can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. You can text us live during the show, unless it's a replay, which right now this is not a replay because I'm doing this live right this second, but it will be a replay later tonight at 1 in the morning. Okay, 214-210-8483 is the number to text, 214-210-8483. Or you can call us. 972-445-0770. It's 972-445-0770. When you make that call, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like having a surprise lunch at work that actually tastes good.
Aww. What's for lunch?
That's a great question. I've done lunch. Most people have done lunches at work.
Yep.
Some of them are like, yeah, I could have passed on that. Just no question about it. Some are really good, right? I mean, I'm not going to do some, but some are like, whoa.
Some are like, I'll just eat when I get home.
Yeah, like if this is the level of appreciation, we got some problems going on here. Anyway, I do want to make sure everybody understands that we're going to keep it open for you to have praise report, prayer requests, anything you want to share. I got something I want to share from Jeanette. She sent this to me, and I'm going to read it. I probably should have asked her, but I'm doing it anyway, Jeanette. So here it goes. She just wrote this little thing. It's really, really good. She said, found in a local newspaper, which means she either found it or that's how it started. But listen to what this thing says. Really cool saying. God has a purpose for your pain, a reason for your struggle, and a reward for your faithfulness. Trust him and don't give up. Ooh, how good is that? I'm going to repeat that. That's a good one. And if you want to write this stuff down, you just listen to the podcast. God has a purpose for your pain, a reason for your struggle, and a reward for your faithfulness. Trust him and don't give up. That is an encouraging word from Jeanette. We just want to say thank you for sending that to us. We have now shared that with everybody, and I hope that's a blessing for most people. Here we go on your first triv question, because we just got so much stuff to do. I just got to keep it going. Your first triv question, what was the office of John the Baptist's father? What was his office? Was he a carpenter, a scribe, or a priest? Your answer is going to be found in Luke chapter 1, verse 5. What was the office of John the Baptist's father? Was he a carpenter, a scribe, or a priest? If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can send an email, david@hemusincrease.org. What was the office of John the Baptist's father? Was he a carpenter, a scribe, or a priest? If you think you know, reach out to us. In the meantime, we're going to do our DNA. That's what we exist by, our building blocks. D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Every day that ends in Y, spend some time with the guy in the sky. It can't be any simpler than eating a pie. I mean, that's just all you got. You just spend time with the Lord, right? You got to. Why? Because you need to. Because it will help you. And I love that people listen to this radio show. That is not spending time with God. Spending time with God is going into the closet. Come out of the closet. No, Jesus said go back in the closet. Close the closet door and pray to your father in secret. Hello? Okay, that's number one. Let's draw closer to the Lord daily. And by the way, that daily also means going through the Word of God, not looking at it going, well, that's cute, but looking at it as it is, the actual words from God. That's D. N. For the DNA. The end part. Never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Luke 9:26. If you're ashamed of me and my words, then I'll be ashamed of you when I return in glory. What? You want Jesus to be ashamed of you? Be ashamed of what he said. Nah, that's it. That'll solve it. That's D. That's N. Here's the A. And always be ready.
To serve.
To serve. Jesus came to be a servant. He came to serve, not to be served. If anybody was entitled to be served, it was Jesus. But he washed the disciples' feet. He took care of things. He helped out. You're thinking, well, what can I help in? Well, I don't know. Are you able to pray for somebody? Is somehow are you being stopped from praying for somebody that you hear about? Because you can be serving them by praying for them. You can help them. You can send them an encouraging text, email, whatever the case may be. You can connect in some capacity. If you make yourself available, this I promise you, God will use you. What is it Isaiah said? Here am I. Send me, Lord. You think, well, I don't know if I can get there. Yeah, but you can make yourself available. God can coordinate the rest. That's what it is to serve. Caring for other people as much as you care for yourself. Draw closer to the Lord daily. Never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Always be ready to serve. Okay, one more time on the triv, and then we'll get into the teach. Just one of those shows. You might as well just enjoy it. Here's the trivia question. What was the office of John the Baptist's father? Was he a carpenter, a scribe, or a priest? Your answer is in Luke chapter 1, verse 5. And if you want to reach the show, 972-445-0770. 214-210-8483 is the text. David@hemusincrease.org is the email. Matthew chapter 18, verse 1 through 4. As we go through this, I find this always to be very fact. The Lord is just such an amazing teacher. I don't think people realize how in-depth and powerful. I don't realize it, and I don't think anybody else does either, just to be honest. Here it is, Matthew 18, 1 through 4. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called the little child to him and placed the child among them. He said, "Truly I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever takes the lowly position of this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." Jesus, instead of just giving a direct, you know, people say, yes or no. Well, that's not how Jesus answered, so get over it.
Well, that's how politicians are.
I know, but politicians, that's different because poly, many, titians or ticks, blood-sucking insects. Just remember that. Jesus is there, and the disciples say, who's the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? What is it that the disciples were thinking? Have you ever asked yourself that? What were they thinking? What was going on in their minds that they had to ask that question? They'd hung out with Jesus. Now, remember, Peter, he gave this fantastic declaration of Jesus Christ. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And then not long after that, what happened? He tried to rebuke Jesus and got in trouble. And then Jesus said, "Get behind me, Satan. You know, you savor the things of men and not the things of God." So maybe his status was a little shaky. Right? And they're just like, well, who's the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And you might think, well, maybe they were asking in general, you know, like for all the people that are already in heaven. Maybe they were asking about themselves. Maybe Jesus addresses them directly, so you get the suspicion they were kind of talking about themselves. So he calls a little child to them and places the child amongst them. So can you imagine if you're a disciple, you've hung out with Jesus, you've seen miracles, you've heard this phenomenal teaching, Sermon on the Mount, all this stuff is taking place, and this little child's in the middle, and then Jesus is about to answer with this little child, and you're like going, what's going on? What are you doing? Calls the little child, and then he says, "Truly I tell you, unless you change and become like little children." Uh-oh. What's that song? Change, change, change. Okay, I know, but here's what I'm trying to say, okay? Even though it's a different topic. That's not the point. The point is we need to be willing to continually change. Hey, have you reached the epoch of your Christian faith and you are exactly like Jesus in every thought, word, and action? Oh, you're not there yet? Well, then you need to continually be willing to change. Continually. You're not done. You're still, wait, get ready. Ready? A child of God. He's still your father. He has yet more to teach you. Dave, I'm you know, 90 years, Dave, and I'm a Christian. I got more room to change. The Apostle John was that old, and he changed. In fact, his biggest change was probably writing the book of Revelation. Yeah. Plenty of room to change, even for a disciple who was an apostle for 70 years. 65 anyway. Listen, you got to be willing to change. And then Jesus puts this child in there and says, unless you change and become like little children, you'll never enter the kingdom. And you sit there and the first thing I think of, I'm just giving you what I think, is I'm already immature. I'm already immature. This is not helping me. But that's not what Jesus is talking about. He's not talking about the immaturity level. Because there's plenty of adults that are equally, if not 10 times more immature than children. It's how a child is two things. Humble, when the adults are in the room and taking authoritative control. You're not talking about a 14-year-old. You're talking about a 5-year-old, a 4-year-old. I got grandkids. Guess what happens when grandpa raises his voice? They all shut up. Every one of them. And if they don't, I squirt them with water. And then they are just in shock. And they are, yes, Grandpa. Yes, Grandpa. That's number one. And number two, when I tell them, my grandchildren, hey, I'm going to give you the coolest lunch ever, they're like, yay! They fully believe me. They are trusting. Humility and trusting. Those are the two keys right there. I'm being like a child. What was the office of John the Baptist's father? Was it carpenter, scribe, or priest? And the answer is priest. He was a priest. Luke chapter 1, verse 5. We'll take a short break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
For this is the kind of high priest we need. Holy, innocent, undefiled, separated from sinners, and exalted above the heavens. He doesn't need to offer sacrifices every day, as high priests do, first for their own sins and then those of the people. He did this once for all when he offered himself. Now watch this. Oh boy, this is so unbelievable. Jesus is a unique kind of priest. He is your high priest. He is so unique. And you think, why? What is it that makes Jesus unique? And you already know, well, it's because he's, you know, born from the Holy Spirit and he's born from Mary. So he's fully man, fully God. And it's like, okay, I get that part. But there's something else that we miss quite often. And that is Jesus is undefiled, separated from sinners. And verse 27 says he doesn't need to offer sacrifices every day like the high priests do, first for their own sins. So let me explain this to you. When priests or petitioners or people are praying on your behalf, every human being has to deal with their own set of sins. It doesn't matter if it's the high priest of Israel. It doesn't matter if it's the high priest 1 year, 20 years later, 40 years later. There is something that takes place. It's the same dynamic that takes place when you spend time with the Lord and you come before the Lord and you thank him and you recognize the grace of God enables you to stand, because apart from that, the grace, apart from the mercy, apart from the love that comes from the Lord and the redeeming work from Jesus Christ that you receive by faith that he gives by grace, apart from that, you're a mess. And so when you come before the Lord, you're like, Lord, you know, please forgive me. Please don't be mad. Please, you know, don't chasten me. David said it great. Don't chasten me in your hot displeasure. I don't want to get you irritated. Nah, 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 nah. You see, when Jesus comes and petitions for us, he doesn't have to go through that. He doesn't have to be centered on himself to be forgiven, because there's nothing for him to be forgiven. He's sinless. He doesn't need to offer sacrifices for what he's done or for any of the lacking that he would have if he was a regular human priest. So when Jesus comes on our behalf, there's nothing. Get this. Here it is. There's nothing distracting him in his life. He is only focused
on our well-being.
And if you can't shout sight, you'll have to face a penalty. And as
welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas, whether you're listening from San Diego or from Dallas or from Argentina or from Canada or anywhere else. We welcome you to the show and encourage you to participate and hope it's a blessing for you. Here comes your next trivia question. When Jesus was on the cross, he said, Eloi, 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 lama sabachthani. Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani. And I know some people pronounce it different. Get over it. Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani. What does Eloi mean? Does it mean my God? Does it mean my victory? Or does it mean my strength? Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani. My God, my victory, or my strength. If you know, oh, by the way, your reference point, Mark 15:34 would be a good reference point if you need one. If you want to call in, you can do that. 972-445-0770. Some people say I give the number too fast, so I want to give it a little slower. 972. Okay, that's kind of a joke. 445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. What does Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, what does Eloi, Eloi mean? It's actually Eloi, Eloi. Does it mean my God, my victory, or my strength? There you go. Let's go back to this text. I want to really key in on something that I wrote, a note that I wrote along with this material, and I want to read it because it's worth reading is probably the main reason. And as we just talked about, Matthew 18:1-4, and Jesus goes, hey, unless you change. Lest you change, you know, you're never going to enter the kingdom of God. It's like, what? You can imagine how many adults were watching this little child in there and looking at Jesus going, this is weird. Right? So I want to bring this up because it's important, and then we're going to kind of focus on both of these. And that is when Jesus is suggesting, of course, that we be like a child, he's not talking about the immaturity of a child. You guys, you know that. He's talking about something completely different. He's talking about, first of all, he's talking about a sense of humility. Because when there are strong adults in the room, there are not a lot of things that can get done. The strong adults are kind of in charge, right? Okay, that's where W.C. Fields comes up with, get away from me, can't you bother me? I mean, that's where the whole thing comes from. We need to exhibit humility and recognize this in our humility. Ready? And this is the big part of it right here. We are not in charge. I don't know how to say this any clearer because I never listened to it, and I'm saying it to myself while I'm saying it to you. We are not in charge. Wait, even if we're the eldest one in the room, and you have to sit there and think, what do you mean? Well, ironically, since I've come out to Texas and we have certain family meetings, whenever the families get together, I tend to be one of the eldest ones there. And you know what? I'm not in charge. I'm not in charge because, one, I'm not hosting the party. I'm just saying. And two, I'm not in charge. Not in charge of everything. I don't know everything. Nobody on this planet knows everything. God knows everything. And so a true humility is you and I going, well, it's not that I love this moment, Lord, but I entrust this to you, and I thank you and praise you for your faithfulness, and I let it go. That's that humility. We talked about this just the other day, about lifting it up and not keep on looking for it to drop back upon you. Just like lift it up, let it go. Let go, let go. That's a big part of being like a child, is this, okay, teachable, humble enough to understand, more to go, more to grow. They call it growing pains for a reason, and that's because it's painful. And the other part about this is the trust. And this is probably the larger part of these two, if you're going to pick it out. This is really the largest part. When a child goes to bed, they wake up. And when that child is hungry, they don't typically put on hunting clothes. Instead, they ask their parents for food. Well, why is that? Because when the child is 3 or 4, they need help getting food. So the analogy Jesus uses to connect us to our fathers, we need to trust. Just like when we read bedtime stories to our kids and our grandkids and they fall asleep with this sense of security because they trust us. So we need to understand that God is a better parent and grandparent than we could ever imagine, and we are all still his kids. And that's that sense of security. When there's a bump in the night, and Bert barks, and Noelle wakes up, who's getting up to protect? I'm going to do that. That's my job. I'm in charge of that part of it for our relationship. And what I'm trying to say is that's how a parent is. That's how moms and dads are when there's something going on in the house. I got to protect the kids. How is God any different? Is he not absolutely more fabulous at that than we are, knowing what every bump and noise is without having to investigate it? And God has such a passion and such a care for us and such a love for us. It's hard when you're past 40. I'm just going to say it. So, Jacob, this is not to ignore you, okay? But it's hard when you're past 40 to think of yourself as a child. It's hard. It's like, what do you mean I was a child? What do you mean? You know? I mean, it's like, I've been around a long time. I've seen decades, right? That's what you get.
Yeah, I'm still 15 years away.
Yeah, yep. You got a ways to go to get there. But the irony behind that is Jesus wants us to change that mindset so that we can understand this is our Heavenly Father. In fact, when we pray, Jesus says, say, our Father. And we need to have the understanding that we are children of God. And there needs to be that trust factor and that humble factor. He's in charge. And you know, one thing you all should know about God, if he needs to discipline you, he's got a massively excellent spanking system. So let me just say that right now. It's better than anybody else's. It never fails. Humility and trust, even if you're over 40, because you're still a child of God. Get it? All right. The trivia question, what does Eloi, Eloi mean? Or Eloi, Eloi, Lama Sabachthani? Does it mean my God, my victory, or my strength? And it means my God. Actually, it's a quote from Psalm 22 where Jesus says, Eloi, Eloi, Lama Sabachthani. That is a quote to Psalm 22, 1 and 2, calling out, my God, where are you? Okay. They'll take a break from that point on, move forward. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Who is David Spoon? I have no idea. People have asked me about the David Spoon Experience. They wanted to know what I thought of him. Like any person searching for answers, I have wondered about him. He was born and raised Jewish, and after intense drug use, became a Christian. He's married to his best friend, Noelle, has 3 children, 6 grandchildren, and a dog named Bert. He has 3 separate ordinations from 3 different denominations and is a summa cum laude for his BA degree in ministry and leadership, as well as a master's degree of theological studies, and has his doctorate of strategic Christian ministry. He has a weird sense of humor and talks a lot. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. And those big ears really don't help him. But would they enjoy his perspective on life, culture, politics, food, sports, local and national news? I don't know. I guess people will have to listen to find out.
Job, I want to read Job 3:25. I don't want anybody, look, I know that the teachings in the church and being a Baptist, somebody who's got a Baptist ordination, a Pentecost ordination, somebody who understands what Calminian means, understands what the manifold millennialist is. I get it. I really do. I've been around for a little while. I just, when you're hearing scripture, you don't have to put all the scriptures you hear in certain boxes so they fit your motif of a theology. Sometimes you can just look at it and observe it and go right for it and review it. And Job chapter 3, verse 25, one of the things that Job said is, "What I feared has come upon me. What I dreaded has happened to me." There's a whole teaching on it's because your confession wasn't good. I don't think that had anything to do with it. I think God was bragging about Job to Satan. Job didn't know that was going on. That's obvious. But there he is. God's bragging about him. And what Job is like going is like, this is the worst thing that I could think of. And that happens to people. Believers. Good believers. Great believers. Fantastic believers. Lousy believers. Believers. And everybody else. It's something that takes place. Sometimes bad things come about in the process. That doesn't mean that God hates you. That doesn't. First of all, the world has rebelled against God and lies in wickedness. So it's not God's fault that the world said, "Hey, we'll run this planet without you. We'll let you know." I mean, that's not God's fault. He's not the one that did that. People did that. And so the idea to understand is that sometimes these tough things happen. The great thing to know is that God has not left and went to Pluto while you're going through these things. In this particular case, in Job, it was completely the opposite of what Job thought because God was bragging about him and Job thought he was in some kind of trouble or some kind of judgment. Hey, guess what? Job was wrong. Something else was going on altogether, which is often the case.
Sometimes hallelujah.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas, where we say hello to everybody all across the globe and even up to the heavens. How about that? There you go. Here's our next trivia question. This show is going fast. Is it me? This is like blazing by. Sorry. I'm just having a good time, I guess. I don't know. Poor Jacob.
It always flies by.
It is a lot faster than just editing.
Yep.
Oh, that's pretty funny. All right, here's your trivia question. From which tribe do all the priests descend? From which tribe do all the priests descend? From Ephraim, Levi, or Manasseh? Ephraim, Levi, or Manasseh? From which tribe do all the priests descend? If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. So I'm going to send you up to the website because that's what we're supposed to do. I want to let you know something. If you can give, please give. If you can't give, don't worry about it, but we can use the money. It doesn't make any, I can't say it any clearer than that. Besides that, which is cool, right? We got four ways you can give. You can give credit card through PayPal, on the phone, you can do it by check, whatever. Here's the other thing. On the website is encouragement. The site is designed to encourage, challenge, and strengthen you to draw one step closer to the Lord. If you haven't been on there, get on there. Check it out. You don't have to know everything that's on there. I can barely remember a quarter of what's on there. But check it out. And if, like I said, if you can give, do so. Our scripture for today, by the way, Luke 6:38, give and it will be given. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. That measuring doesn't come from me, folks. That comes from the Lord. Check it out on the website, hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
Hey, Doc, we better back up. We don't have enough road to get up to 88.
Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads.
That's right, we don't need roads. We have the Lord. That's all we need. All right, here we go. Trivia question, and then we're going to do history. Trivia question. From which tribe do all the priests descend? Is that from Ephraim, Levi, or Manasseh? Your reference point will be Hebrews 7:5. If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemusincrease.org. In the meantime, we will do history.
Let's go live in the past. Let's go live in the past.
All right, I don't know how it gets too much better than this, other than the brownie one was pretty good. I just got to say, that was like the best. But this is a good one, too. Today is ice cream day. Like, okay, all right.
That's a good one.
That's a good one right there. Love that one. Today is also official Lost and Found Day. That works good if you're talking about salvation. I mean, I'm just saying, you know, I was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. That's in a very popular hymn, you know.
Yeah.
Amazing Grace, which now Jacob has never heard this, but, you know, that's the only hymn you can do to Gilligan's Island.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, and blind, but now I see. And blind, but now I see. Like that? That's pretty good, huh? Jacob is like, going, you guys are weird, man. a couple of really good ones. 1759, on this day, December 13th, the first United States music store opened. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania music store opened earlier in the year, began advertising for sales of musical instruments and supplies. 1759.
And then it turned into a guitar center.
Yeah. That's right. And now they're all over the place.
Yep.
If you guys know this one, you are geniuses. This is like, what is this? 1901 on this day, first use of a telephone to capture a felon in the United States. How bizarre is that? Kid Curry of the Wild Bunch Gang is arrested after a Tennessee merchant spotted him and called the police. That is just, is that not just way out there? Okay. 1972, last human being to land on the moon. Apollo 17 was the last mission of the United States Apollo lunar landing program. It was also the sixth and last time humans landed on the moon. For those that are having a hard time with that, 39 born-again Bible-believing Christians are part of the NASA program. It'd be tough to call every one of those people a liar. Be careful. All right, so let's move into a repeat on the trivia question, then go into the teaching. From which tribe do all the priests descend? Is it from Ephraim, Levi, or Manasseh? Your answer is at Hebrews chapter 7, verse 5. If you think you know, reach out to us, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemusincrease.org. So now we were just talking about humility and trust. Now watch this, as if we needed the reinforcement, but come on. Luke chapter 10, this is not the normal place you go, verse 17 through 23. The 72 returned with joy and said, Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name. He replied, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. However, do not rejoice that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. At that time, Jesus, full of joy, through the Holy Spirit, through who? The Holy Spirit, said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this was what you were well pleased to do. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Verse 23. Then he turned to the disciples and said privately, blessed are the eyes that see what you see. Give me a second. The bottom line is the 72 or the 70, relax, come back and say, oh, man, even the demons, they're heading out of town, man. We're casting them out. It's so great. Jesus, this is so awesome. Jesus, like, that's fabulous. It's awesome. It's great. I'm very happy for you. Don't get all excited about that. Rejoice rather that your names are written in heaven, which is the nicest way to say, and no matter what you go through spiritually, no matter how much spiritual victory you have, no matter how many miracles you see, no matter how much participation you have, it's just the reality that getting to heaven is all of it. You're not so, I'm very happy that I have the opportunity to pray and have answers to prayer. I'm very happy about that. But I'm much more happy that when I die, I'm not only going to not die, I'm going to find what I've been looking for all along. That's what I'm the most happy. That's what Jesus is talking about. And then he prays to the Father through the Spirit, right? He says this through the Holy Spirit. I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven, because you've hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Hey, here's a reason why we should be like little children. Because if you're not like a little child before God, he won't reveal stuff to you. Uh-oh. In fact, Jesus is pleased and blessed that the Father has not shown them to the people that are wise and learned. We know so much. No, we don't. I know the word pretty good, but I don't know the word very good. You have to understand how true that statement is. Let me just share this with you. So I was talking to Pastor Kurt. So I split between a couple of different churches. I go to Sea Life, I go to Stillwater, and I go to Cornerstone Church. And Pastor Kurt and I, whenever I go there, him and I chat after the service. And we were talking probably about 6 weeks ago, how amazing it is that the closer we get to the Lord and the more that we begin to understand of him, the more we realize how much sin and pollution that we really have, and that there's really only one superstar and it's not us. And the deeper in we go, the smarter we become, because we realize that we're actually dumber. And we were laughing about it, not because we were trying to make fun of it. We were laughing about it because it's true. The deeper in you get with the Lord, the more you realize, yikes. Yeah, I know that's not a theological term, is it? Yikes. But it should be. Yikes. And so what humility for all of us to recognize that as much as you've seen and as much as you know and as much as you've gone through as Christians, and even you make a reference to Sergio, who's moving along at a wonderful pace and God is teaching him and all that's going on, nothing happens unless God goes, look at this. You didn't do this on your own. You can't even breathe on your own, let alone grasp the truths of heaven. On your own. When I get insight, I'm so happy. I'm so blessed. I am so not the one that's making that happen. In fact, as my wife would testify, sometimes I'm downright dumb. She just doesn't have any problem saying it. And so the point that I'm making is, look, everything we get from the Lord, everything you get, every insight you've ever gotten from God about heaven, it's revealed to you. Peter, when he said, thou art the Christ, Jesus said, heaven has revealed this to you. You don't know this because of you. You know this because of the Father. Everything you know is because your dad has taught you. And I ain't talking about your earthly dad. I'm talking about your heavenly Father. Now, how powerful is that for us to say, you know, that's a pretty good reason to be humble. Because without him, we're not getting a thing. Jesus even makes a prayer about it and makes a distinction between the wise and the learned. Hey, God is not impressed with the wise and the learned of the world. These are the same brilliant people that are crashing the entire planet right now because of their philosophies. These people are dumb as dirt. And that's not my fault that God has not revealed himself to them. But he has revealed himself to you. He must really think of you as his child. Wow. How humbling that should be. Right? Okay. From which tribe do all the priests descend? Is that from Ephraim, Levi, or Manasseh? And the answer is... Levi. They all descend from the tribe of Levi. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 5. We'll take a break and then come back. Listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Since the dawn of the internet, people have been looking for a website they can be proud of without costing an arm or a leg. People want a quality website to promote their ministry, business, hobby, or passion. Introducing Cowpunch Sites. Cowpunch Sites can help you create and maintain a quality website. From design to security, Cowpunch does it all. Cowpunch is a family-owned and operated business, taking a fresh approach to business. Lots of clients at lower prices. Make mom happy.
The most significant benefit of working with Cowpunch Sites is that you work with real people, not cheesy templates. No outsourcing. It's $57 a month, and there's no setup fee and no cancellation fees. When you go to cowpunchsites.com/dad, that's cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's me. Oh, did I mention that it's $57 a month? Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull.
Dave, this is a nice radio station.
Oops, sorry. That's Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no baloney. There, that's better. CowpunchSites.com/dad.
This KAAM radio show with your very own David Spoon is not a business, but a nonprofit ministry first and foremost committed to sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and strategically equipping the saints. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Christian believers, the hurting, and those not yet believers who need biblical truths. To continue our radio ministry and message of truth, we need many of our faithful listeners to support us, as well as ministry partners who might wish to sponsor the He Must Increase ministry. By giving, you wonderfully facilitate our priorities of assertively teaching the Word of God, and you get nothing in return. No quid pro quo. Nothing but a receipt at year end indicating you gave to us, since your donation is 100% tax deductible. Remember that it says in Corinthians that whoever sows generously will also reap generously, or in Proverbs where it teaches that a generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. But if you cannot give, no problem. Continue to enjoy and learn and give however you see fit whenever you can. To support us, go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Such support is terribly appreciated, knowing it enables our beloved David Spoon to give to all of us his time, energy, like so few can, right here on KAAM.
If Jesus. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Here's your last trivia question. Quick shout out to Joanne and Cordelia. They did pick up one little hint that I didn't give that I'm going to give in this exact same trivia question. What is Matthew's other name? What is Matthew's other name? Is it Simon, Timaeus, or Levi? What is Matthew's other name? Here's your big hint. One of our favorite dogs of all time. This was his name. That's all I'm going to say. Just going to leave it there. Favorite dogs of all time. What is Matthew's other name? Simeon? Actually, it's Simeon, Timaeus, or Levi. I wonder why they said it that way. It's kind of a weird way to pronounce it. If you think you know, you can reach out to us, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483, or you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. So those are your options/opportunities. We do have somebody ready to answer the trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Dreddle, dreddle, dreddle. It's made it out of play.
What's going on, bro?
Hey, Hey, not much. No, earlier I was listening that you were talking to Brother Sergio, and it was very interesting a conversation. And I was thinking, and once at our church, one of the guest pastor came, and he says, "If you're human, you're jacked up." So.
Okay. So, all right.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's very true. As a human, we are so messed up.
Yeah. Without the redemption of the Lord left to our own,
yes,
it's over.
Yeah.
It's over. There's nothing really to discuss.
Need the Lord who could redeem us from our filthiness or whatever our fallen nature is.
Yes. Yeah,
so it was a really good conversation that you two had.
Yeah, it was great. And so, I love that he asked those questions. I mean, it just tells you. So there's three major targets that Christians have to be aware of. There's Satan, there's the worldly system, and then there's the old self, which is positionally crucified but not practically eradicated. So that's the big key that they have to remember. Hey, you got an answer for our triv? You ready?
Yes, I'm missing my Levi pants, so he has a Levi.
That's it right there. So we get a double Levi in the trivia. So the last one, which of the tribes I'll descend from? Levi. And then, of course, you know, what's Matthew's other name? Levi. And then that, of course, is our favorite dog's name, Levi. Not that Bert's not a great dog. It's just that Levi was our special. And so that was a great job on that one. So awesome.
Yeah, it's
awesome.
The Christmas season, so Levi is on a special price.
That's right.
Excellent, all right, I love you, brother.
Love you too, brother.
But I would love to hear that the time you're going to talk about Hanukkah.
I promise I will let you know, but it will also include Hanukkah Harry, just in case you don't know that. So I'm going to include that in.
Okay, I don't know Hanukkah Harry. I know Harry Crumb, but I don't know Hanukkah Harry.
It'll be a classic, I promise.
Okay. All right, thank you, brother.
All right, God bless, bro.
God bless. Bye-bye.
All right. All right, so I have to. You're sitting there, why do you have to do this, Dave? Well, because wise like a child kind of thing. And so here's the child part of me. Ready? Okay, great. All right, these are jokes. I'm just going to do two of them and then go from there. Okay? All right, here we go. Ready? You ready for these? You ready? Okay, this is a good one. When the mother returned from the grocery store, her small son pulled out a box of animal crackers he had begged for. Then he spread the animal-shaped crackers all over the kitchen counter. "What are you doing?" his mom asked. "The box says you can't eat them if the seal is broken," the boy explained. "I'm looking for the seal." See? Animal crackers. All right, this will be very, very, very fast. Ready? Okay. What kind of dance does a butcher go to? A meatball. Come on.
You serious, Clark?
All right, let's get back to this. Let's go with meatball. Come on. Okay. That's the one I'm going to tell Noelle tonight. She's going to go, "You need therapy." That's okay. All right, here's this last part. Listen to how important this is. I just want you to catch this, okay? X4, okay? This is Peter and John as they are before the elders. I'll actually pick up verse 7. Peter and John brought before the elders the high priest, Caiaphas, John, Alexander, and the other high priest's family. They were questioned, "By what power or what name do you do this?" Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said, "Rulers and elders of the people, if we're being called to account today for the act of kindness shown to this man who was lame, and we're being asked how he was healed, then know this, and all the people of Israel, it is by the name..." Why do we pray in the name? "It is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, this man stands before you healed. Jesus is the stone you builders rejected, which has become the cornerstone. Salvation is found in no one else." Salvation is found in no one else. There's many ways to get to heaven. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name given under heaven whereby mankind can be saved. Verse 13, when they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished and took note that these men had been with Jesus. I'm going to tell you how important the trust and the humility is in the Lord. and that is you move in your own life from ordinary to extraordinary by being with Jesus. You don't do it of your own. You don't go to the gym and make it happen. You don't go on a diet. You don't do any of those things. You don't get higher education. I've done all of those things. None of those things bring what you think they bring. To move from an ordinary life to an extraordinary life takes being with Jesus now. And then with Jesus later. And to not do that. See, what's amazing is that these people that were reviewing Peter and John, they were the upper level. They were the top tier, educated, authoritative, powerful government influencers. They have more social influence than anybody. And they recognized, whoa. Something is different about these guys. They are just, they're not even schooled. They're just, they're fishermen for crying out. They've got like the grunt worker kind of man. They had been with Jesus. And that's what made them extraordinary. It's not me. It's not you. It's amazing that in this whole show, starting with Sergio to this moment, the whole thing we've talked about is how actually, what a setup by the Lord. Man left apart is man blown apart. I mean, it's just like terrible. But then man with Jesus is a new man. And that's how we move from ordinary to extraordinary, by being with Jesus. That's not just true for me, but for you, for every person. To be where they need to be with Jesus. That's what makes the difference, okay? All right. All right, folks, you have been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas, taking a 20 and a half hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.